Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on King of OX.
Into our second hour of the program. Welcome back in as we roll on. Big weekend for Mizzou basketball. Sunday, they're going to match up against number one Kansas. Also this weekend, we should find out where Missouri is going to be bowling from a football perspective. Happy to welcome back on to the program sports director at KOMU TV in Columbia. He is Ben Arnett. Ben, appreciate you taking some time with us. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am good. Let's start with a little bit of football because we learned today offensive lineman Armand Mumbu is going to be declaring for the NFL draft. Maybe a little bit of a surprise, and this certainly, assuming he would have been back with the Tigers next year, this is quite the loss for the team.
Yeah, it is. And you know, a good thing for Armand, obviously, he got the feedback that he wanted to get, that he's pretty confident he'll be a high-level draft pick, and that's hard to argue with. I mean, not just, you know, his size and his ability. I believe he graded out to the point he only allowed one sack this season, and he's the prototypical guy that NFL teams are going to want, but he was really consistent. I mean, this is a guy that started 25 straight games. Mizzou's got some offensive line depth. They were excited about how deep the line was going into the season. That's going to be put to the test as they move forward without Armand.
It's a Mizzou season that, in my eyes, was really good. And maybe there were some external expectations going into the season that this was a team that could potentially get to the college football playoff, and that's not going to happen. But a 9-win season, the potential for a 10-win season, you look at the type of record this team could have over a 2-year span, it's been really, really good. And sometimes it feels like the social media chatter has been a little bit more negative than positive. I guess, do you see that? And what's your take on this? Because I feel like Tigers fans should be pretty happy with where the program's at.
I'm sorry, is the question, do I see negative chatter on social media? The answer is, regardless of the subject, is an emphatic yes. But no, I do, and I agree with you. And I think for Missouri, it is difficult to feel tantalizingly close to that because it's very simple right now to look and go, if they would have gotten that stop against South Carolina, mm-hmm. they'd be right there in that conversation. Who knows how that would play out? To me, it is another good season and another step forward for the program because Missouri has the attention of the college football world after the last 2 years, and not just the, you know, 20 wins and perhaps another one in two seasons in the toughest conference in America, but the way they are competing in all of the areas that are now so important in the remade world of college football of the last 3 to 4 years. They have been extremely successful in the transfer portal. They signed another top 20 recruiting class of high school kids earlier this week. You know, I don't hear Eli Drinkwitz voicing concerns about the ability of his program to compete in terms of revenue sharing, which is on the horizon. And when it comes to NIL, and Eli is usually, he's going to be vocal if he's not satisfied with something. You don't hear that from him. They've got a lot of really high-level transfer success stories, even coming off this last year's team with guys like Corey Flagg and the two running backs and Theo Weiss before them and Caden Green and other folks. And they're looking to replicate that again. To me, this bowl game is really important because for a program like Missouri, 10-3 is a lot better than 9-4 because 10-3 gets the attention of the pollsters going into next year. It puts you in that conversation once again. Hey, that's a 10-win SEC team. A 10-win SEC team is always going to be in the playoff conversation from day one, as opposed to going 9-4, or if they had done worse, if they'd lost that Arkansas game, you're really starting over from zero. That's the kind of program Missouri, unfortunately, is in the brand hierarchy. So I think it was important to go 9-3. I think it's even more important to go 10-3.
Speaking of potential 10-win SEC teams, the committee put Alabama in front of South Carolina, in front of Ole Miss. You could find a way to make an argument for any of those three teams for that top spot. The committee went with Alabama. Some controversy on them jumping over Miami. Some controversy on the potential of them maybe being ahead of SMU if SMU ends up losing to Clemson. I guess, generally speaking, do you think Alabama is the best of those three SEC teams that I mentioned?
Yeah, I wouldn't necessarily argue against it. I just think that, you know, this whole conversation is the product of everybody in the conference getting better and us getting to the point where, you know, I don't think Vanderbilt beats Alabama because Alabama falls so far in 1 year without Nick Saban that, oh my goodness, they lost to Vanderbilt. I think Vanderbilt's gotten that much better. I think everybody in the conference has gotten that much better. I look around at a league where, you know, Mark Stoops at Kentucky isn't done. He's been way too consistent and way too good for a decade there. You can see that program rebounding. I think things have gotten, you know, because of the changes in the sport that we talked about a moment ago, it's brought everybody, especially in the SEC, a lot closer together and made everybody a lot better. And so it's really hard to look at records the same way that we used to. But that Alabama team that I saw play Missouri and that we all saw play Georgia, yeah, that looks like a playoff team to me.
All right, let's jump over to basketball. Big one coming up on Sunday for the Tigers. They're going to match up against number one Kansas. Kansas just coming off a loss. I was kind of bummed to see Kansas lose that game because I have a hard time believing that Kansas is going to lose back-to-back games. That probably wasn't great for Missouri that Kansas chose their loss at Creighton.
No, I don't know about that. I mean, every game is its own thing. You never know. I think Bill Self was going to have that group fired up. Bill, I got to cover him from the other side when I worked in Wichita for a couple of years. You know, Bill, I think, cares more about this rivalry than he let on during the 8 or 9 years off in between games. I think he was going to have that group ready to play regardless. I think it's going to be a really good test for Missouri, obviously. It's a Missouri team that is considerably better than they were last year. And you've got three guys on this team who are from the Kansas side of the KC Metro that could be, you know, the determining factors in this game. It's Mark Mitchell, Tamar Bates, and Aiden Shaw. Shaw's played pretty well in this game over the years. Tamar Bates, I know, very much wants to play well and win this game. And his best friend and Duke transfer, Mark Mitchell, is with him now. It's going to be Mark Mitchell's first game. He was pretty cool about it today whenever he spoke to the media. I think it's this is going to feel like Mizzou KU games of the past. I think there's going to be a little fire in this one.
That Mizzou game against Cal, I mean, they were supposed to win it, but they got down, and so much was made in the second half of the coaching decision of really going to a lot of pick-and-roll offense. We saw some mid-range jumpers, things that it felt like coaching really played in. What do they take away specifically from that second half against Cal that they try to go forward for this game against Kansas?
Missouri's at their best when they're in transition. You know, it really all starts on the defensive end for Mizzou. That's kind of been the story for them since the first game of the season. The thing that's impressed me about this group, and again, will be key against Kansas and kind of the takeaway from Cal, is they've got much better guard play than they did a year ago. And when they do end up in a half-court situation...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with 2 sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
They got to stay patient, and they've got to look for chances to attack the basket. You mentioned it; it opens up so many things. So many of the problems with this team a year ago was the ball getting stuck on the perimeter, bad shots, not being able to get a good look, not being able to get to the foul line. This team so far this season, whether it's the second half against Cal or the other wins in the 6-game winning streak or the great first half against Memphis, they attack the basket. They try to get downhill. They don't let the ball get stuck. They've got a lot better rebounding potential. And the other thing that opens up is it makes their three-point shooting a lot better. They're not taking as many three-pointers as they have the first couple of years under Dennis, and they're better three-pointers because they're in rhythm, catch-and-shoot threes. Before Caleb Grill got hurt, that's where he was excelling. That's where Marquez Warrick, the transfer from Northern Kentucky, continues to excel. When they move the ball, they're in rhythm, and they take in-rhythm shots. They're at their best. When they try to create off the bounce, they're at their worst.
Ben Arnett, he is the sports director at KOMU-TV in Columbia. He's on Twitter at Ben Arnett, KOMU. Ben, I always appreciate you taking some time with us. Thank you so much. Have a great holiday period, and hopefully we can talk soon.
Yeah, anytime. Same to you.
Awesome. Very good. Ben Arnett joining us on the program. We appreciate him spending some time with us today. It's going to be fun. I think he's right. The thing that he said there that most resonated with me, this Missouri-Kansas game coming up on Sunday is going to feel like the old school Missouri-KU games. And it's just good. Look, I'm a Big 12 guy because I went to school at K-State, and it always bummed me out when teams left the Big 12, and I understood why there was like this moratorium against current Big 12 teams playing former Big 12 teams and everything. Like, I understood that, but at the end of the day, It's good for the fan bases. It's good for college basketball to have rivalries like this alive, and I'm looking forward to seeing what happens on Sunday. Kevin Wheeler joins us next. We'll talk Cardinals here on KMOX.